This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 22nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Israel today, clear skies stretch over Jerusalem, with temperatures rising in Tel Aviv and a pleasant breeze in Haifa. A warm evening is expected across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Walla reports that the U.S. military has attacked military targets in Iran for the 11th night in a row. Also, Israel Hayom, Hebrew, notes that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has highlighted the cost of the war in Iran reaching $37.5 billion. Also this hour, JNS shares that Mamdani has admitted New York City cannot arrest Netanyahu, calling it a blood libel, according to Israeli envoy Danny Danon. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reveals that the Wall Street Journal has reported President Trump approved a landmark nuclear deal with Saudi Arabia. And finally, I-24 News states that Burnham has approved the use of UK bases for some US strikes on Iran. Here's what people are saying online. From Ynet Global, posting just minutes ago, Mamdani acknowledges he lacks the authority to arrest Netanyahu when he visits New York City. Raylan Givens, a commentator, shared earlier today that the 30-year nuclear deal with Saudi Arabia could result in significant profits for U.S. companies, though it raises nuclear proliferation concerns. Adam Louis Klein, writing on social media just now, states that anti-Zionism is a hate movement. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ongoing military operations, Walla reports that the U.S. Central Command aims to disrupt Tehran through continued strikes. These actions reflect escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran. The region braces for potential retaliatory measures impacting diplomatic relations. Turning to the financial cost of conflict, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights that Secretary Hegseth has asked for an emergency budget increase, warning of looming shortages. This underscores the significant economic burden of continued military engagements. The implications are severe, straining resources that could affect other areas of public spending. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Mamdani's statement in New York has sparked controversy. Danny Danon criticizes the rhetoric, highlighting the ongoing tensions between Israeli officials and international figures. This incident adds to the diplomatic challenges Israel faces on the global stage. Separately, the Wall Street Journal reveals President Trump's approval of a nuclear deal with Saudi Arabia, as shared by the Jerusalem Post. This agreement marks a significant geopolitical shift in the Middle East, with potential consequences for regional security and alliances. Finally, I-24 News covers the strategic military collaboration between the UK and the US. This development indicates an intensifying military strategy concerning Iran. The use of UK bases signifies deeper military partnerships. Impacting regional dynamics. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that the arrival of US military planes at Ben Gurion Airport is raising concerns over potential flight disruptions and parking shortages. This situation could affect Israel's key air hub operations. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that Yossi Segal and Avi Kaminsky have launched a new company to invest in growth companies. This venture aims to expand beyond the distressed sector, indicating a growing interest in diversified investments. And finally, Globes reports that Judge Ofer Groskopf has issued a temporary injunction on the new broadcasting law. Minister Karhi expresses non-cooperation, highlighting ongoing legal and regulatory tensions in Israel's media landscape. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.